Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our mid-month episode featuring Breaking Beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider celebrity hair and makeup tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hey, everybody. So as promised, we are back in your feeds. This is a Sephora Part 2 special, and this one is a one-on-one interview with hairstylist extraordinaire Jen Atkin.
She's the founder of Way Hair Care. She founded the educational platform Main Addicts for other hairstylists. She's a Dyson ambassador. She works with Hollywood's heavy hitters like the Kardashians, the Jenners, Chrissy Teigen, Bella Hadid. You know the squad.
Yeah.
This woman is on top of the hair game right now. There's no doubt.
She was the preeminent hairstylist on social media from day one. Yeah. So it really helped to propel her forward, and everybody knows her now.
Yeah, to help build her brand. She's incredible.
Yeah.
She was definitely a top headliner at the Sephora event this past week, right up there with Charlotte Tilbury, Priscilla Ona from Fenty Beauty, and Natasha Denona.
I heard a few people say at Sephora that she was their favorite headliner.
Yeah.
In fact, Jen Atkin.
So, no doubt.
And demoing that Dyson right on stage.
Yeah, working that wand.
You got to see how it works before you invest
$600. Hell yeah. But supposedly it replaces your blow dryer, yes, your curling iron, your waver, your straightening iron. It's like this multi-magic tool.
Absolutely.
So we missed that session. However, haha, we got a one-on-one sit down with Jen Atkin. We got our own personal introduction to the product.
Yes.
We got tips. We got tricks. Plus, we went beyond all of that and we got the scoop on what Jen Atkin's favorite hair look is right now, some celebrity insights, what she'll be launching in the next several weeks. We even found out what Halloween costume she's wearing. I don't think anybody else knows this.
Definitely not. And I mean, she's always sharing tidbits and tricks on Main Addicts and all of these other incredible platforms that she uses to educate other artists. Mm-hmm. I'm very sad that I wasn't there. I'm going to be listening very intently to every single tip that she has in this episode, because I do have my own Dyson Airwrap, and there is a little bit of a learning curve. So I'm so happy that we have her
and
on the mic.
FYI listeners, Jill is damn good with hair. You know that? If you see my pictures at the Sephora event, that was all Jill.
I believe somebody did comment, one of our editor friends in our DMs, that you were having your best hair ever. And I have to say, you were melting down a little bit about your hair because it was on day three or maybe day four.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're not putting it up. Get over here.
She's like, first we went to Dry Bar and we got it done. But like by day four, she's like, I'm determined to get you back to your best hair ever. And I'm telling you, that could be your backup career.
I know.
And not that you need one.
I feel like the Dyson Airwrap though is going to be my new favorite. I just have to spend a little bit more time with it. And Jen's got all these tips. I'm going to be implementing all of those. So the Airwrap, of course, it is available at Sephora, but it's not exclusive to them. So you probably will see it on store shelves elsewhere as well. We're going to start our interview. We're going to jump in with what else but social media, of course, because Jen is so incredible at that. Mm-hmm. And she was doing a little behind the scenes video recording of you and of the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
and sharing it with all of her followers. Very graciously, she shared it later on. Mm-hmm. And women supporting women, love that. So let's take it away, Jen.
Can I put you on?
Please do.
So I'm doing a podcast. I love podcasts because you can whisper.
I'm doing Breaking Beauty.
It's Carlene on the mic.
On the ones and twos.
So yeah, we're here to talk about the Airwrap first and foremost. It's getting so much buzz. Can you explain it in like a sentence or two? Because it's a lot.
I can in two.
Okay.
Well, basically, Dyson has just made the most innovative hair tool, I think, ever. And that's mm-hmm. a huge statement. I kept saying it's like going to break the internet, and it did.
Yeah.
You know, we finally have a solution to, you know, rushing through our styling in the bathroom and being able to like actually get a really great look.
Yeah.
And so in two sentences, it is an innovative tool to give you so many different hairstyles, no matter what your hair type is.
Okay. So it's a multitasker, and I read that it took 6 years, 642 prototypes. Tell us about your role in the development.
Yeah. So I make the trek outside of London twice a year, and I go and meet with all of the engineers. They're my buddies now.
Yeah.
I'm technically a scientist.
And James Dyson, he has you on speed dial.
James Dyson, I have his personal email, which is pretty awesome. And so I basically just go into the laboratory. It's this very secretive section, and it's kind of like I'm ET, you know? Mm. I'm like, have little things on. There's a GoPro camera, and they show me what they're working on. So the supersonic obviously was like such an incredible launch. And the Airwrap, it's funny, the first few times I went, the poor engineers, like they would show me this tool and I was like, but women do it this way and we like this and we, you know, so what's so amazing is they really truly listen to my feedback as much as, you know, they're probably annoyed by my presence. But together, I think, you know, we have found a really great place and they're just so incredible to work with. And I am just blown away with what they created, and it's incredible.
Yeah, so to kind of break it down, it looks like a curling iron, but that's only one of its functions. It also can blow dry hair and create waves and straighten. Is that right?
Yes, so you can basically style from damp to dry.
Yeah.
Or wet to dry.
That's
so
crazy.
It's saving you so much time.
Yeah.
And also, not only that, but I think what's important to point out about the Airwrap is the number one thing that, you know, as they innovate in this space, they really think about hair health. Mm-hmm. And it really does help to save your hair. I mean, I have a ton of blonde clients who have said to me that since they switched to the supersonic, because of the intelligent heat control, they're like, my hair actually is growing past a certain place.
Right.
It didn't used to in the past.
Oh, they're getting past the plateau.
Yes. And also, I think just by teaching people, and women especially, I think we're just trained to turn the heat and the airflow up all the way.
Yeah.
Because we think that we're like saving time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think in actuality, not every hair type needs to have that strong of airflow or that hot of temperature.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun to kind of teach everyone to turn it down a notch if you have fine hair or if you have hair that's, you know, damaged from color.
It uses not the heat, but the air mechanism to do all the work, right?
Yeah.
And so I think it's, what, 150 degrees or something like that?
I know in Fahrenheit.
Oh, right. talking Celsius.
I know. But yes, that's correct.
That's got to be a lot less damaging. And I know, so I curled my hair for you for this interview.
It looks
and
great.
I don't curl it off. And I'm like the laziest beauty editor ever. And I burnt my shoulder.
No.
With the curling iron because, and you know how hot it is,
you
right?
You know what? Those days are gone. Like you no longer have to worry about burning your hair or your body.
Yeah.
Because it's air and not heat.
And I was like, I'm going to ask Jen what you do about a curling iron burn. What do you put on it?
Oh my God. You know, I always tell clients to put a ton of aloe on.
Yeah.
It's just the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. I've seen the hickey neck burns that, you know, just tell everyone that you just had a heavy makeout session.
Okay. On my shoulder. I wanted to talk about the attachments because obviously so many people have different hair textures. So tell me about the attachments and how, like, what would be great for frizzy hair versus like fine hair.
Yeah. What's incredible is in this, like the complete kit, I know is selling like hotcakes because it really does give a solution to every girl's hair problem. So walking through the attachments, we have the small barrel and the larger barrel. Mm-hmm. So the smaller barrel is really great for girls who have a hard time holding a curl, girls okay. with fine hair. I'd say if you want to get more of like a beachy look, the larger barrel is incredible. Mm-hmm. If you want to get a really natural curly look, the small barrel is going to be your best friend. Mm-hmm. And then you have the pre-styling dryer. So it's kind of similar to what like a rough dry would be.
Okay.
So I'd say for girls with medium to thick hair who don't want to go like from wet to dry,
yeah.
they can like, you know, kind of rough dry the hair before they start using the other attachments.
Okay.
And then we have brush attachments. So you've got your volumizing brush, which mm-hmm. is similar to a round brush.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing to note with this is you don't have to worry about your hair getting tangled.
Right.
Because it actually is blowing air out and not sucking air in.
Okay.
You're never going to have to worry about that, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's good to point out because I think we all remember, again, those curling irons that had the brush on them. Yeah. And it was just like, do yeah. I cut this out?
Trust me, Dyson, you know, has spent like $31 million USD on yeah. this and they're not going to make it. So you're going to get tangled.
Yeah.
So then we have the firm brush and we have the soft smoothing brush. So that's for mm-hmm. girls with like medium to coarse hair mm-hmm. who have a really hard time getting it from like curly to straight or just getting their hair nice and smooth.
Right.
So it's great because the firm brush has this really nice tension that's going to help you get like smooth hair from root to tip.
I think most of the headlines I've seen so far from like newspapers and things, they're like, this is the $650, you know, it's a lot. So what, from your personal experience, and you have so much experience, like what makes it worth the spend?
Oh my God. Well, first of all, when I was talking about the Supersonic, I was explaining to women like how many dryers are you really going to buy in your life? And mm-hmm. I think for years, we all made the mistake of just kind of buying a dryer that gets really hot. And
yeah.
because of the filter never being changed and the filter just being stuck and getting clogged,
right.
it actually traps heat. So that's what was so damaging to our hair is we were using old, you know, those old school dryers.
Yeah.
And I think with the Airwrap, it's just a no brainer. I mean, I know, you know, it can be pricey. Mm-hmm. Holidays are coming up. You can always yeah. ask for it as a gift.
Exactly.
But also it's like you can get rid of like all the different brushes that you would need. You wouldn't have to go and buy the different curling wands.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. I mean, I'm a frequent traveler. Most of my girlfriends are. I think we all are kind of on planes, trains, and automobiles
yeah.
more than we used to be. And it's just so easy to travel with.
Right.
And for hairstylists, I mean, I travel with a big trunk.
Yeah.
And now I get to like cut my kit in half.
So you really can eliminate a blow dryer? Like it'll do that much drying?
You can. I mean, if you're doing your own hair, for mm-hmm. sure. I feel like if you're wanting to get like, if you have really coarse hair and you want to get like a really, really, really mm-hmm. like tight ponytail or like trying to yeah. do a sleek look, I love my Supersonic. And yeah. I love the diffuser attachment.
Yeah.
Like for girls with curly hair that want to enhance their curls, I really do love the diffuser.
Okay. More on your projects, because you do a lot of projects. Is there anything coming up that we should know about?
Oh my God.
We love a scoop at Breaking Beauty.
Oh, I haven't scooped this to anyone. So you're getting the exclusive scoop.
Yes.
Well, a few things I'm really excited about. Dyson actually was the first brand that we teamed up with for my digital company called Mainatics. And so mm-hmm. we are doing a class in New York, and I'm going to be teaching a pro class and a consumer class, and it's free admission.
Sweet.
I know. I've never done that before, and it was so important. I don't know. I just wanted to make it so it wasn't such an elite thing. I didn't want it to be so exclusive. I wanted yeah. to just be more inclusive and kind of give hairstylists from any, you know, anywhere mm-hmm. Education. So that's coming up.
Fantastic.
At Way. We are launching fragrance. It's coming out beginning of November. So our full size fragrance will be here in time for the holidays.
Oh my gosh. What was the inspiration for that?
Oh my God. All the millions of DMs, all the harassment. Yeah. We had so many of our community was just begging for especially our wave spray to
yeah.
become a scent. So we took four of our main scents. I worked with Juvedon, which does like Tom Ford's mm-hmm. fragrances, and I'm so proud of how it turned out. It looks beautiful.
That's fantastic.
So that launches, and then I have luggage coming out with CalPak.
Get out.
Yeah.
Oh,
it comes out October 30th, and it's so chic. And again, like it's a really luxurious looking collection, but it's like affordable, and
yeah,
I'm excited about it.
Do you have any like beauty secrets that you do on a plane?
Yes. I mean, I'm the queen of like face masks and eye masks.
Yeah.
I definitely love Summer Friday's jet lag mask. It really does wonders for under eye bags.
Yeah.
And I really love Verso has a really great face mask. I look like a hockey player or a killer at the end of my flight. And then KNC Beauty, I love her eye mask that she has.
Okay, cool. Okay, Halloween's coming up. Are you a Halloween person? Do you get dressed up?
This year I'm going to be. Last year I got totally gypped because my husband wanted to be Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro. So I had to be Pedro. which was pretty amazing.
Die for the pictures.
One year we did Hall & Oates and I had to wear a mustache again. So this year I'm mustache free and I'm going as a girl. I can't wait.
Oh, cool. What are you going to be? Is it a surprise?
I'm going to be Meghan Markle.
Oh my gosh, you guys look so similar now that you said that.
I'm not as much of a lady as she is, but I'm excited.
That's a great idea.
I'm excited to put my husband in a bald cap.
And now she's pregnant, right? Is that what you're saying? Oh my gosh.
I am not, but she is. I'd have to decide if I'm going to be pregnant Meghan Markle or not.
Yeah, you might have to add a little bump. Okay, so what haircut are you really feeling right now? Or hair look or hair color?
I mean, I still am like obsessed with an ombre hair color and balayage. Mm-hmm. I think it just always looks so chic. I like having like a root if you're blonde. And I think for haircuts, I still love blunt and short. I still love it. I love medium length, like your length collarbone.
Yeah.
It's just so chic. And I feel like most of my girls who have cut short, the one thing they realize is when you see more of your neck, I think like it makes you look taller.
Yeah.
And I love the way it looks. So I'm still obsessed. And if you have longer hair, I'm really into like Giselle layers.
And looking into your crystal ball around the holidays, what would look really fresh?
I would say a hair accessory. So like, just vamping up your style in a really easy way. I love hair accessories. I think that they're just so easily accessible and usable now. Yeah. And I have hair accessories coming out actually too. I have a busy fall.
Yes.
I have a collection of Chloe Nizzible coming out November 21st.
Okay, cool.
But I love like our collection's beautiful. There's like velvet, really cute ribbons. Like, you're easy to tie around a ponytail.
Yeah.
I love like bedazzled pins that you can put in a cute bun. Right.
So much of that on the runway too for spring times. Yeah.
I even love like a really pretty blowout. Like if you were to use your air wrap and get that really pretty like 90s blowout and do a side part.
Yeah.
And just put a couple pins behind your ear. It's so chic.
I heard the 90s blowout's coming back for spring as well.
Voluminous brush and the air wrap. I'm telling you, like I get to ditch my Velcro rollers now because I can just use the voluminous brush.
Awesome. And looking back, what was your favorite hair transformation of the year?
Wow. Can I tell you, honestly, the days that stick out, we did kind of a give back day at Main Attics and I called a bunch of hairstylists and we all got together and had women from a shelter come in with their kids and we did haircuts and did their hair. And that was like one of the best days of my whole year.
Yeah.
And it was so fun just to watch them like just get that like confidence and just be pampered. It was really fun.
Because it is so transformative, right?
Yes. It changes the way like you just feel. Mm-hmm. And that was fun for me to do. Like, obviously, I love red carpet looks, and I love collaborating with my clients, and they're really so fun, and I've worked with the most beautiful girls, so I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
I had some fun moments with Chrissy Teigen. I think she always is really versatile with her hair, which I always find fun to work with her.
Yeah.
But that Give Back Day really stands out.
What is the most embarrassing thing in your hair kit that probably should be binned but is still in there?
Oh, my God. I definitely have, it's weird, I have a toothbrush. I use it all the time for hairlines.
Okay.
But it's like a little gold toothbrush I bought from a French pharmacy. It gets a little grimy. Oh, so I bought these like leopard print Italian spongy curlers.
That's awesome.
And I actually curled Bella Hadid's hair with it when she wore her curly during Cannes this year.
Uh-huh.
And it's like my favorite thing ever. It's a spongy roller and you just basically like twist the hair around it and get a really tight like... really tight little like baby girl curl.
Yeah.
And then you squish it with a flat iron.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. It almost gives you like pseudo disco hair if you brush it out, which is really fun. Yeah. So people would be surprised that that's in my kit.
Yeah. Do you have a drugstore hairstyling secret weapon?
I love this stuff called Gorilla Snot that you can get. It's a kid's gel.
No way.
But when you're trying to get like your edges laid or you're trying to do really like sleek braids or a sleek pony, it's like if you have the kind of hair that's really hard to get it to lay flat.
Yeah.
Gorilla Snot will be your best friend.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to look this up for my actual kid.
Yeah. It's so good for, he'll want to do a mohawk.
Yeah. Okay. So then I have some random rapid fire questions. What was your first job?
Little Caesars in high school.
Oh my gosh.
I was making
so
cheese
yummy.
Bread and eating so much of it and I really miss it.
The garlic. So good.
So good.
Your first big splurge.
Was a Marc Jacobs purse.
Same.
It was a little bowling bag.
Okay.
And I got it like my first year, I think, working on the floor.
And the last gift you ever gave to somebody?
I actually just mailed. We had some bath and body scrub from Way that we made with CBD. And then I was told we couldn't sell it. So I sent it secretly to my girlfriends. They'll be getting it any day now.
Oh my gosh. Contraband.
They're not allowed to post it.
I love it.
Yep. CBD's approved here though,
yeah,
right?
It's just starting.
Oh, I should have bought it for you guys.
Yes. If you were to complete the sentence, if I never have to do blank again, I'll be the happiest woman on earth.
Work out.
And then on the flip side, I can't wait to do blank again. I could do that all day long.
Sleep.
Nice.
I was going to say eat. You know what? Actually, I'm obsessed with CPK lately. Do you guys have that here?
What's
it's
that?
California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, no, we don't have
they
that.
They have a key lime pie that I just fell in love with again. So, like, I think about key lime pie when I think about something I want to do every day.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Let's everybody.